Coming up on the 24th with the anniversary of Hurricane Rita, I know America suffered a 1-2 punch. Texas in particular, while it didn't suffer physical destruction during Hurricane Katrina, did get a human wave of people coming to Texas from the places that were affected. But Hurricane Rita actually, although it could have been worse, took a right-hand turn and devastated parts of southeast Texas. People have worked hard and valiantly to try to rebuild their lives. We have been working hard in here in Congress to try to make sure, particularly the Texas delegation, to make sure that the victims of Hurricane Rita receive the benefits and the money and goods and services that they deserve, and that other states have gotten who were devastated by Hurricane Katrina. We've come a long way, but there's a lot more left to do. We've been very successful in receiving reimbursement from the federal government for various legally recoverable items of reimbursement. And so it's a bittersweet anniversary, but one I think that marks a very important development toward the recovery of southeast Texas from this hurricane. Well, the irony of the 1-2 punch of Hurricane Katrina and Rita is we saw many evacuees coming to Texas, and then when Hurricane Rita came on the heels of Hurricane Katrina, it caused even more disruption and confusion. But one of the things I'm proudest of is how Texans reached out, opened their arms, and took people into their homes and churches and provided for them during a time of need. And they didn't ask for cash in advance. They didn't even ask whether they would be ultimately reimbursed for their costs. But they did what we always would expect Texans to do during a time of need, and that is reach out and help a neighbor. Hurricane Rita has been a challenge in and of itself, because most people focus on the greater physical damage that was done to places like Louisiana, including New Orleans and the like. But significant damage was done to southeast Texas, and we are now, a year later, much better off than we were immediately after the hurricane. But it's taken the hard work and determination and solid aspirations of a lot of good people to recover from that devastating hurricane.